Describe your philosophy of living.
My philosophy of living. Well, I think my philosophy of living is to get as much out of life as possible. I've always been the type of person who's very flexible and has tried new things. I also feel that you need a little bit of organization, but I also think that it's important to connect with people. I've always been involved in community affairs. I think the reason I went into teaching was because I wanted to make an impact on other people and to have that impact on myself. I think I learn sometimes as much from the students as they learn from me. Being in an educational field, it's also been the type of thing where I can go out and see people later on in the community and see them in their 20s and in having their families and growing up, and that has given me a good feeling. The philosophy of living, I suppose, is to enjoy life and to certainly involve other people in that enjoyment, but also because of the country that we live in, to be a participant and to enjoy all of the things that we have in this country.
And the winner, the teacher who will be going into space, Krista McAuliffe. Where is that you?
It's not often that a teacher is at a loss for words. I know my students wouldn't think so. I've made 9 wonderful friends over the last 2 weeks. When that shuttle goes, they might be one body. But there's going to be 10 souls that I'm taking with me. Thank you.
That's great.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll, Challenger. Good roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engine's beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttles for most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
And that means the engines are running well. 2.5 minutes into the flight, the solid rocket boosters will drop away and we should be able to see it. What's happened? What happened?
Still going. Vic, did something strange happen then?
Something is gone amiss.
Something is wrong. We have a problem.
Nothing from mission control, but I could see pieces of something falling off the side as if one of the solid rocket boosters had come away early, Bob.
It's still climbing. The shuttle is still climbing, but there is a problem. There appears to be a serious problem. What's happening?
Not a word from mission control. Everybody here is open now.
Controllers here looking very carefully at the situation.
Where is the shuttle, Vic? Can you see it?
A major malfunction.
There
obviously
is a major problem.
Malfunction. Something has gone seriously
this could be
wrong.
A major tragedy.
We have no downlink.
A major tragedy in the making in this shuttle mission.
We have no downlink is the word from mission control. Something has gone gravely wrong in the shuttle itself.
It's disappeared.
Has not been heard from. Disappeared in a cloud of smoke.
Mission. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded.
We have a major tragedy.
That. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
My God, a major tragedy. The shuttle has exploded.
Today is a day for mourning and remembering. Nancy and I are pained to the core by the tragedy of the Shuttle Challenger. We know we share this pain with all of the people of our country. This is truly a national loss.
Obviously, this has not been a good day for a lot of us, for all of us, in fact. It has been a very hard day. I want to formally, on behalf of the state of New Hampshire, extend to the family, to Steve and the children, the parents, and all the other family members, the fact that we share their sorrow and their grief. McCullough family, we share their sorrow, their grief. We want to extend to them our heartfelt sympathy and express to them our willingness to help in any way we can to help them get through this very difficult time.
It was a very somber meeting at Concord High School at 3 o'clock this afternoon as the school principal Foley started off the meeting by really asking the press not to ask him any personal questions as far as the relationship that he had with Chris McAuliffe as far as the educational aspects of things, and really trying to set the tone to have it. He was very emotionally upset. Matter of fact, the press conference had to be shut down because of Principal Foley's really being uptight, and really it's understandable. When we arrived here in Concord shortly after 1 o'clock, the high school had been let out, and the students really were not talking. There was, at the time of the liftoff at 11:38 this morning, there was much joy. Everybody was really jumping for joy at the Concord High School, and then all of a sudden, a minute and a half later, everybody was felt stunned and really trying to figure out what was happening. And it's just, still things. In Concord right now, Bob, for example, I don't see any traffic on Main Street. And ironic, the Concord Fire Department and the Highway Department are taking down Christmas decorations. That's the only activity there is on Main Street in Concord.
The young school children, imagine their shock, who were standing near the launch pad.
And not only that, but of course the children up in Concord, New Hampshire, at Concord High School, the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders who had been taught or were being taught by Krishna McAuliffe, excited about the first teacher in space, but not only that, it was their teacher, their history teacher, their social studies teacher, who was to have relayed some lessons back not only to them, but to school children around the country via satellite. That, of course, now is gone, as is this shuttle mission and these people on board.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave.
A crew of seven, Dick Scobie, Mike Smith, Judy Resnick, Ron McNair, Ellison Ozanaka, Greg Jarvis, and Krista McAuliffe from Concord, New Hampshire.
We remember Krista McAuliffe, who captured the imagination of the entire nation, inspiring us with her pluck, her restless spirit of discovery, a teacher not just to her students, but to an entire people.
Very talented, outgoing, credit to the state. She's a good teacher, good professional. She handled not only the technical responsibilities of her assignment, but I think one of the great credits to her is she handled all the public relations aspect and the responsibilities of going out and communicating as effectively as anyone I've seen. I don't think there's any question that she infected us all with her enthusiasm, and in addition to the loss to the family, it's a loss to the state and a loss to the nation.
Words pale in the shadow of grief. They seem insufficient even to measure the brave sacrifice of those you loved and we so admired.
Their truest testimony will not be in the words we speak, but in the way they led their lives and in the way they lost their lives, with dedication, honor, and an unquenchable desire to explore this mysterious and beautiful universe. The best we can do is remember our seven astronauts, our Challenger 7. Remember them as they lived, bringing life and love and joy to those who knew them and pride to a nation. The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.